This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Arts and crafts retailer Hobby Lobby is moving its Colorado Springs store. The current store on South 8th Street on the city's west side is moving to the Broadmoor Town Center Shopping Center. The current store, which is nearly 30 years old, will remain open until the new location is open. The new store is expected to open sometime in April. A free CPR training class is being offered in Colorado Springs today. The hands-on CPR training will be offered by hospital and emergency service providers through a four-hour training, which will teach not only how to do CPR, but also how to recognize a cardiac event and how to use an AED. The class will take place from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. today at the Pikes Peak United Way Family Success Center on Verde Drive. A federal judge has ruled in favor of a Biden administration policy that allows migrants of four nations south of the border to come to the U.S. legally if they have American sponsors. A man is being sentenced in relation to a series of residential and business burglaries in Colorado Springs and El Paso County. An investigation began in May of 2022 when multiple homes and businesses were broken into, which eventually led to the arrest of 50-year-old Brandon Kirby. Kirby has been convicted of over 140 counts, including burglary, identity theft, and money laundering. He's been sentenced to 34 years in prison. Officials with El Paso County's D49 are discussing policies which would prohibit students from having cell phones in the classroom. During a meeting, a potential collaborative policy which would be implemented across the district was discussed. Some said that cell phones are a distraction for learning, while others say taking phones away from students would limit students from being able to interact socially with one another. No decisions were made officially during the meeting, as the district says it is continuing to gather feedback from students, staff, parents, and community members. Apple's Find My app, mishandled by authorities, has led to a grandmother to receiving nearly $4 million in a Colorado court. All of the testing conducted by a scientist with the Colorado Bureau of Investigation has now been thrown into doubt. The CBI released the findings from a criminal internal affairs investigation. That report says Yvonne Woods tampered with DNA test results and omitted facts on official criminal justice records. It goes on to say more than 600 cases were affected by Woods between 2008 and 2023, but there's even more cases yet to be reviewed, dating all the way back to 1994. A popular speakeasy and brewery in downtown Colorado Springs is now closed. Lee Spirits Company and its popular tasting room, Brooklyn's on Boulder Street, has closed after more than 10 years in the community. The owners say the decision to close was due to prolonged impacts from the COVID-19 pandemic. Colorado State Patrol is conducting saturation patrols throughout Summit and Clear Creek counties throughout the day-to-day. Patrolmen are focusing on the I-70 corridor and major traffic arteries in the area.
From Tracker 13's Julia Donovan giving you a quick check on your weather this Saturday morning. We start dry and chilly in the 20s most lower-lying areas for the morning hours. We'll see increasing sunshine through the afternoon with pleasant temperatures in the high 40s and low 50s and calm winds. High pressure builds across the area tomorrow with even warmer temperatures. We head up to the high 50s in Colorado Springs and 60s in Pueblo and across the plains. I'm Julia Donovan. That's weather on KRDO News Radio. Have a fun and safe Saturday.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.